留住光阴的故事，老屋变身乐活宅。近年来，老屋再生的风潮方兴未艾，在寸土寸金的台北，更有一群理想的年轻人选择落脚在老旧的西区，透过亲自动手修缮老屋，并且加以创意运用，不仅实现安居乐业的梦想，也宣示另一种美好生活与永续城市的主张。去年10月，台北市都市更新处主办的第三届老屋新生大奖颁奖典礼上，以"瓦豆光点改造案"获得金奖的蒋吉阳，抱着外公的老照片上台致辞。这是我第一次拿金牌，阿公以前都说我不会读书没关系，好好做事就好，多谢阿公保庇。1976年次，现任瓦豆创意总监的姜子阳说：“这处重生为工作室的老屋，原本是他的外公明星齿科医师李夕阳的职业空间。外公去世后，一度闲置荒芜，改造的初衷除了是打造理想的工作环境外，更希望传述外公的故事，保留家族记忆。”Nest building for a new generation, renovating old homes. Want a new home? Try renovating an old one. In pricey Taipei, idealistic young people are repairing homes on the older west side of the city. Their liberal applications of creativity and elbow grease are helping them put down roots, enjoying their work, realize a different vision of the good life. And create a more sustainable city. When Chang Chiyang accepted the 2014 Old Building New Life Award from the Taipei City Urban Regeneration Office for his Wado Guangtian project, he shared a photo of his grandfather with the audience. He explained, "My grandfather used to tell me that not being a very good student wasn't a big deal so long as I worked hard at something else. This is the first time I've won a big award. Thank you for watching over me, Grandpa." Originally, his maternal grandfather Li Shilin's dental clinic, the building that became Wado Guangtian, had been vacant since his grandfather passed away. Chang, who was born in 1976 and heads the Wado Group, renovated the old clinic both as a means of providing his company with more ideal workspace and of preserving his grandfather's story and a bit of family history.